This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Another hour of Good Day Health is upon your ears and into your mind, thanks to the services of Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida. You, if you're fortunate enough to spend the next hour with us, will learn a lot more about you, your health, and what's going on in the world of medicine in general. Dr. Ken at his cardiological practice is touted as being one of the country's best facilitators when it comes to information, taking the information and using it to help you. He's great at all kinds of things medicinally, and that's why we work our way through some of these stories and the questions from people. However we may be of service to you, we're here to do that. And Ken is someone who's been a veteran of studying things, the research that he did to get his doctorate degrees, and they are multiple, helped him to form an attitude that requires the scientific approach and the, what do you call it? It's evidence-based medicine, right? I think that's what you like to call it.
That's a good way of describing it.
All right, so some of the evidence every week we discuss in the form of reports from the various medical journals. So Ken gets to what the point is of the journal articles and then tells you what it means to you. And as a cardiologist, Ken, let's start here with the two items this week, one from the New England Journal of Medicine, the other from another magazine or journal that focuses on a lot of things with regard to your circulation. Heart failure patients are now living longer. Why?
They are. This is out of the New England Journal of Medicine. As you said, heart failure patients, they're much less likely now to die from sudden cardiac arrest. That's these very dangerous electrical storms of the heart. The rates of sudden death from heart failure have declined by nearly half, Doug, over the past two decades. And the reason why, you asked, is because of better heart medications used in effective combinations, and they're extending the lives of people with heart failure.
Mm-hmm. How many of these people like this do you see in your practice at Lake Cardiology in the course of a day, a week, a month?
Unfortunately, too many. This is a very common problem.
It is.
You know, there's probably 6 going on 7 million Americans who have this, at least 500,000 new cases of this. The heart just can't pump adequately to meet the needs of the body, and you start getting tired, short of breath, fluid accumulates, your weight goes up. I see too many of these patients, but we do a lot better with these patients. When I first started as a cardiologist 30 years ago, we used to say that the life expectancy was similar to lung cancer, but we do much better now than we did then.
What brings it on?
Many things. It can be either due to a weak heart muscle that can't pump well, it can't compress, or it can't relax. Probably the most common reason that people get this is uncontrolled high blood pressure. It can also be due to coronary disease. It can be due to valvular heart disease. It can be due to toxins that affect the heart muscle. People get these viruses that weaken the heart. Many, many different causes.
Really? All right. There's Ken on that side of the heart world. Here's another one. If you have an iron deficiency, it could be a problem for you and your heart. How does that work?
Well, iron is becoming a more and more important product for the heart. And I don't recommend anyone on their own to determine whether they need or don't need iron. You need to do this with a doctor, because if you take too much, you can do yourself in. And the news this week is if you don't have enough iron, you can harm the heart also. This comes out of the medical journal this week, Arteriosclerosis, Thrombosis, and Vascular Biology. Say that three times quickly.
Wowie zowie.
The news, Doug, is that low iron levels may increase a person's risk of developing coronary artery disease. That's the number one killer of Americans, the reason why we get heart attacks. So ask your doctor to check your iron level, but don't on your own, because it's available over the counter everywhere in the drugstores, over the counter in your supermarkets. Don't take it on your own unless the doctor says you need it.
All right. So let's dig into the weeds here a little bit, because I think with women especially and going through their cycles,
absolutely,
they lose blood, they lose iron, and they need to have supplementation of it. I was told once, I can't remember, I don't think it was by you, although somebody looked at my chart and saw blood results which indicated that I needed more iron. So I got a bottle of something or other that was iron, maybe I should go get a copy, or go get the bottle and tell you what it is. But I took it for a while, and I don't know that are you supposed to feel different? I have lots of energy, and usually they say that if you have a lack of energy, it's because you have, what was the...
Remember
the old ads,
iron poor blood, right.
And what was the product that we took?
Geritol.
Geritol. Yeah.
You see, that was back in the 60s and 70s where, a little iron, you'll feel better, just add it like with the rest of your vitamins.
Right.
But that can do you in, because if you don't need it, you'll get too much iron, and that's very bad for the heart also. So you just shouldn't do it on your own. You have to guide it with blood levels. And if your blood level's too low, then the doctor will give it to you. If the blood levels are too high, you got to get rid of it.
So what is there in the blood test? Do you remember enough about mine?
We might as well. Your iron level's good.
Iron level's fine.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right, stay away from it, and you'll be happy.
And if you eat a healthy diet, I know you, that'll put you on a tangent.
Green
but
vegetables, right? That kind of stuff?
Exactly. If you eat a healthy diet and you're not losing it, then it's unusual to not have good stores of iron. Women lose it most commonly, as you were alluding to, by their periods.
Yeah.
They get rid of iron every month when they're having their periods through their...
So women living. Are more likely, the bottom line here, and this is a question, are women more likely to need iron supplementation than men?
Both are likely, because women are likely because they lose it too much through their periods, but again, get it measured. But guys and women also often lose it because of blood loss through the GI or gastrointestinal tract.
So does a good gynecologist, when you go for your exam, ask the, or want to have blood and check the
Absolutely.
Blood? So that's the first thing
Absolutely.
They would look at.
Absolutely. A good gynecologist, who do a lot of primary care, but your primary care doctor will do a CBC, a complete blood count, and that's part of checking your red blood cell count. If your iron levels are low, your red blood cells will be low. That's anemia. You're going to feel weak, pale, and that needs to be corrected, not only to get your blood counts up, but to make sure your heart's working well.
Right. Okay. All right. Now, let's go full circle around to something that we know. For whatever the reason, there's been a lot of discussion again this week about vitamin D. And in this circumstance, the research is into what happens if you don't have enough and you're pregnant.
It's almost like you can't go a week without reading some new breakthrough about vitamin D. Just amazing. This came out just this week in the British Journal of Nutrition. We've never talked about this before, Doug. Vitamin D deficiency in pregnancy has negative effects on social development and motor skills in preschool-age children. So if you're going to get pregnant women, check that vitamin D level. Get it up before you get pregnant. Here it is. Pregnant women who are deficient in vitamin D, they're more likely to have children with low scores in, are you ready, preschool development tests of gross and fine motor development at age 2.5, and low scores in social development at age 3.5. So they controlled for this, and the only difference was the vitamin D during the pregnancy. That is amazing.
Well, one of the things that in the focus on vitamin D and whether you're deficient or not in it, in terms of how you measure it, and you're out in the sun, like, I don't understand why I don't have enough, because I'm in the sun all the time, all summer long, year after year. When you test my vitamin D, or we have the blood test, we look at it, it seems to be low. I'm out in the sun, I take vitamin C capsules, cod liver oil, all the things that are supposed to enhance
your vitamin C, vitamin D quotient. So why?
You're not exactly in the southern latitudes, so the sun.
Yeah, but I'm on the sun. There are eight hours a day sometimes.
But you're pretty covered up, aren't you?
Well, I have a farmer tan. My arms are exposed, and my face exposed, and my arms are exposed.
You don't have any sun.
No, don't wear any sunblocker.
Okay. You're pretty far north, and that has some effect on how intense it is. But again, it is interesting that he has that much sun that you're not getting enough vitamin D level. And the other thing is absorption of vitamin D from what you may be taking in supplements. You want to take it with food. The vitamin D supplements are much better absorbed by the body if you take them with a meal.
Really? All right, there's some good information. All this is good information, evidence-based. Here's the...
People will debate, how high the level should be. Mm-hmm. I don't want to get into that debate, but I think when we talk about these studies low, you're talking about under 20... Probably 30 is a good level for everybody, but I know there are some people doctors who say 50, 60, even higher, but, I think the sweet spot is about 30.
All right. So it's your responsibility to know what's going on in your body. You have to take the initiative, not wait till something is wrong before you find out what's going on in your body. It's your responsibility. It's something I take it very seriously. One of the most important jobs in my life, in order to keep the other jobs going in the way in which I want them to go, I got to have...
Oily,
good health.
Oily fish, excellent source of vitamin D.
Right.
And in the it's a good reason to take a multivitamin, and they have them, but get the level checked. Ask your doctor to check it, and then you'll know.
You got to stay away from the synthetic vitamin Ds, though. That was something that Jack Stockwell said. There's so many synthetics, and that's not what you wouldn't recommend a synthetic either. You'd want to have it all natural.
I eat a lot of salmon, and I get about 10 minutes of sunlight unprotected about 3 to 4 times a week.
In other words, you go outside naked?
I wear a bathing suit.
Really? All right. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here at your service and on your side at 20 minutes past the hour.
Allergy sufferers, my name's Nigel, and as a well-educated owl, I know the difference between what's wise and unwise. Texting after 3 glasses of Merlot? Unwise. Using new Zizol for 24-hour relief of your allergy symptoms? Quite wise. Because Zizol is just as effective at hour 24 as it is at hour 1, relieving your symptoms for a better night's sleep and a more productive day. So for continuous 24-hour allergy relief, don't be unwise. Be wise all. Take new Zizol. Use as directed.
2 little tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller. Guaranteed. Viviscal is the #1 drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women. And now a 90-day supply of Viviscal is offered in your area risk-free plus free shipping. Call 800-707-8439. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. You'll love your hair growth results. Guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective, it's recommended by top doctors. Here's Dr. John Laura.
As a dermatologist, I feel confident recommending Viviscal. It's backed by 25 years of research and multiple clinical studies that demonstrate Viviscal's effectiveness in promoting the growth of thicker, fuller hair.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now, 800-707-8439. 800-707-8439. That's 800-707-8439.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep.
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom sleep gels. They're non-habit forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom sleep gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient diphenhydramine hydrochloride.
Lifetime Grace 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Three at the hour now. This is Good Day Health. This hour features the services of Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who runs Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida. Should you, after having listened to Dr. Ken for a while, think he'd be a good one to get a second opinion on something and you feel like you really need to go to the clinic, pretty easy to do that. It's easy. You go down to Orlando and you drive for a half hour and you're there. The phone number for the office is 352-735-1400. For those of you who are local, those of you who think that all the things that we're presenting here are of real value, then you'll find Ken and a personal visit to his office of real value as well. I see him at least once a year and bring the people that I really care about to him because I trust him. So you can trust his information, trust his instincts, trust his knowledge. Dr. Ken at 352-735-1400 for a visit. We were talking about vitamin D, so I did a little Googling whilst there were a couple of commercials playing, and I came across this, Ken, from the Director of Clinical Research and Dermatology at the Cleveland Clinic. Sun avoidance, this woman says, is not healthy. Human body needs sun exposure to synthesize vitamin D, and nearly 5 to 10 minutes a day is enough. Only a little skin need be exposed. Even a toe is enough.
Even a toe?
That's what she says.
Wow.
So then what the heck's wrong? Why am I, again, coming up short? Is my body processing the vitamin D in a different way? That would be my question after reading that. Yes, no, maybe? Is it possible?
I think you need to spend some time in Florida and do an experiment.
And come to your place. All right. The focus on our health and well-being, Ken was talking about coffee earlier. There's been a lot of talk this week about coffee and it being good for you. And the impact of caffeine is always something that we talk about or think about with both coffee and chocolate. But if you want to get around all of that, you ought to listen to Ken here for a moment or so. The next 60 seconds is devoted to Ken telling you why using Super Beets is so effective, is so safe, and enhances your body so much. Super Beets, natural dietary nitrates. You actually like Neo 40, which is the same amount of Super Beets that you get in if you take the teaspoon and stick it in. It's smaller, but I noticed that when I put it And you told me something I didn't know the other day. Take it at the beginning of the day. If your level is off, use that little strip and you find you don't have enough nitric oxide in your system, then take the Neo 40. He gets it going right away. Wasn't that your advice?
Exactly.
All right, so what else do we need to know or keep in mind with regard to super beets?
Well, this is based on Nobel Prize-winning research, and that we need this third gas in the body, nitric oxide, and it was discovered in 1988, Nobel Prize 1998, and the body needs to continuously remake nitric oxide. We know the red blood cells carry oxygen from head to toe. They need to pass through the 60,000 miles of circulation that we have, but the circulation has to relax and open up to let the red blood cell in and pass through. And the way the red blood cells get the circulation to open up is by first spraying it with nitric oxide. So if there's no nitric oxide, the red blood cell can't pass. And your body continuously remakes nitric oxide. It needs the building blocks, and that's where these two products, Super Beets and Neo 40, come in. They provide the body with the building blocks to continuously remake nitric oxide. The two products, Super Beets, that one gives you a big boost of nitric oxide. It's instead of the high caffeinated beverages, these energy drinks, if you want to work out, if you need a boost of energy midday, Super Beets is excellent. And then your body, it needs a continuous maintenance level of nitric oxide. That's where the Neo 40 comes in.
All right. So, word to the wise, call 800-655-4183. Get this guaranteed product. Take Dr. Ken's advice, 800-655-4183 for Super Beets.
A single strand. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. You can't pull a single strand from a Persian rug and have any chance at inferring what the rug's pattern might be. A single strand is not enough to understand the entirety of the complete picture. And no one can pull a single moment from your life and accurately portray the entirety of your existence. You know that you are much more than any one instance of your life. You know the complexity of your inner world. You alone know the ultimate depths of you. And likewise, no matter how much you or I might want to believe that we have the ability to read the entirety of others from a single strand or moment of their lives, we simply cannot. So be mindful of your judgments, because they are likely not nearly as complete as you think. For more on compassion and self-awareness, visit drchristianconti.com.
Staples knows that when the leave-behinds for your sales call get left behind at your office, it's time. When you need to print 30 pages and you're 300 miles from the office, it's time. And when the intern packed the Harrington file, not the Farrington file.
Ugh, my bad.
It's definitely time. And it's times like these when you can count on Staples. Access your files from email, the cloud, or USB, and then print, copy, fax, or scan them, and get back to business fast. Visit your nearby Staples. It's pro time.
If you're familiar with cloud computing, you probably know that Amazon Web Services offers a complete set of secure compute, storage, application, and deployment services that help companies launch and scale their IT infrastructures while lowering costs. But did you know that you're still responsible for protecting your own AWS-based assets, meaning your applications and data, from advanced cyber threats? Protect your AWS with Barracuda Networks Advanced Firewall Solutions. Visit AWS Marketplace or Barracuda.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-9775. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-9775. That's 1-800-656-9775. 6-9-7-7-5, 1-800-656-9775.
Independent information about your medical conditions. Dr. Ken's philosophy is very inclusive. Welcome back to another half hour of Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen, satisfied with how I bring in my day-to-day opportunities with you the information that will be helpful in an effective and safe way. A program brought to you in part by the folks who bring you Super Beats, which fits into the philosophy of how we do, how we realize what our job is here. To pass along to you information that will help you, and that includes the advertisers. This stuff really works. Professional and college athletes trusting Super Beats to help them be their best. You can too. It really is all about healthy blood flow and how your blood pressure affects your life, is what Ken will tell you. Without good healthy blood pressure, you're going to have cardiovascular problems all your life. So drinking Super Beats is all about it. Super food, all natural, non-GMO beets. So you want to try it? Get a 30-day supply free with your first order of Super Beets. Order them at 800-655-4183. It's such a compelling message. It really is. 800-655-4183 for Super Beets. So meanwhile, back at the ranch here, a number of things, as usual, going on. The continuing controversy, Ken, about e-cigarettes. The use of them has stalled in our country because Americans now believe they may be more dangerous than conventional cigarettes, and the research kind of supports that, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think we were all excited that this might be a helpful way to get people off of traditional tobacco products, but I think as time has gone on, as is so true in medicine, we've learned more and more unexpected adverse effects, and I'm just really negative on e-cigs. I think they're hazardous.
Were you ever positive? You said at the beginning we all sort of thought.
We hoped. We hoped. I was hopeful, but I said, wait, be cautious. Let's see what turns out. I was never an advocate of them. Never. I was just a hopeful, optimistic person that they would become what they were initially presented as, but they never did. And they never have, and they never will, and I would stay away from them. I don't recommend them.
No. All right. And how many people do you see in your cardiology office, Lake Cardiology is your clinic. How many people do you see on a daily basis, weekly? I always use this as the arbiter. How many people do you see who have the circulatory problems, who have the heart problems, who have the health problems because they've smoked? What percentage of the people who have a problem, not percentage of people in the population, because it's down to like less than 20%, I think, now smoke. How many people are having the problems they have because of the direct effect of smoking?
So you're saying about what fraction of the population currently smoking?
No, of you, no. I want to know what fraction of the people you treat in your clinic are there because they smoke or have smoked.
Well, not as many as you think are currently smoking, but probably about a third of the people I see right now have smoked at some point in their life. But we're so, you know, I have evolved into a cardiovascular preventionist, Doug.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's my passion now. And so we work very hard at getting people's risk factors as low as they possibly can for circulatory problems from head to toe. Mm-hmm. And you're never... There's that rare person who smoked their whole life and has beautiful, beautiful coronaries, but that person is extremely rare.
Right.
And most of us, mere mortals, if we're going to smoke aggressively, we're going to have horrible-looking circulation from head to toe. So we're very aggressive at helping people get themselves off of nicotine products. You know, it's a question I ask every single time. If you see me, if you're on them, I will... be wondering about what you're doing with them and how I can help you get off them as soon as possible.
Well, show me a picture.
Some people, you know, we call them refractory, who just won't get off. And, you know, it's not my way or the highway, but you just hope in the future that they'll see it a little differently.
That's an interesting thing. Have you ever told somebody who was a patient of yours that didn't do what you told them to do, look, either do what I'm telling you to do, or don't come to see me anymore?
That absolutely happens in medicine, but I have chosen, and that's a choice that each doctor makes for themselves. I have chosen not to take that approach with my patients. But as long as the patient will hear me out, allow me to talk, and understand what I'm saying, and if we can agree to disagree, and I will tell the patient, you know, you'll get two votes, I'll get one on this, but you have to hear me out. And I don't say it's my way or the highway. And I just think that that's part of the art of medicine that I've evolved. You know, I'm starting 30 years in the same practice.
So I'm going to bring you again for the – I got a question here from somebody that just sent me something. We've been talking about vitamin D, and I'm going to get to the question, Jack, in just a second. But I want to go down this street a little bit further to help people understand what it is that's important when you're considering what to do and how to take care of yourself. The business about listening to yourself and seeing the right doctor and having the right consultation – I use Ken. I don't use that word in the negative sense, but Ken is a cardiologist that because he's on this program, I trust him to give me the overall condition of my body. When I see him every December and I bring people that I love to him because I trust him, he goes through my body from stem to stern. And we look at blood, we look at the ultrasound, we look at all of the things that will affect us. I have another doctor. I've had two or three doctors. Another doctor that's up north here where I am that I've been using as a sort of GP when I need to go see somebody if I have an allergy or whatever it is that bothers
me. And that's a good thing.
Yeah. And he's sort of a homeopathic sort. If I were closer to you, I would see you more. If I were closer to Jack, I'd see you. But I have to deal on the practical side of where I am. So this fellow started his own concierge practice. He was fed up with working in a company where he didn't get paid well, and he had, you know, it was like everything else in medicine, he's getting pushed and pushed. And so he started his own office, and I think he's having a tough time because it appears to me and some of the other folks that go to see him that it's more becoming about the money to keep the practice going. So a friend of mine went in to see him, and she had a particular, it's not the friend you're thinking about, well, although she does see him as well, but this is another lady who happens to be an acupuncturist. And so she went to see, she had a particular problem, and she explained it to him, and he looked at her and he said, I don't have the expertise I don't have the interest, and I'm not going to be able to help you. So please don't come here anymore and ask me those kind of questions. When she explained it to me, it sort of took me back because, you know, I've trusted this guy a lot, but I see what she's saying. I wonder how often people run into this. The changing face of medicine is changing the way doctors run their offices to the point where they look at their watch, 20 minutes is up, you're out of here, next person in.
That is definitely a factor. And also, you know, the Mayo Clinic tells us that over half the doctors show at least one sign of burnout. And, you know, what you're describing may be some of that also.
Yeah, it could be. All right, word to the wise. 43 minutes past the hour. Next up, a question on laser dermatology from a listener named Jack around the corner.
Allergy sufferers, my name's Nigel, and as a well-educated owl, I know the difference between what's wise and unwise. Texting after 3 glasses of Merlot? Unwise. Using new Zizol for 24-hour relief of your allergy symptoms? Quite wise. Because Zizol is just as effective at hour 24 as it is at hour 1, relieving your symptoms for a better night's sleep and a more productive day. So for continuous 24-hour allergy relief, don't be unwise. Be wise all. Take new Zizol. Use as directed.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Creevel.
In Alamosa, Colorado, and hundreds of other cities, you must have a license to own a dog or a hamster or many other pets, but not a cat. Maybe they want to encourage cat ownership, as governments have done for centuries. Ancient Egyptians so valued the cat's prowess in keeping the rats under control, they made it a capital crime to kill a cat. Some cats were mummified and buried with their owners, a bond thousands of cat lovers to this day can understand. But why the double standard with other pet licenses? Why would the town council encourage cats but discourage dogs? Maybe if we all looked through the lens of liberty, we would see that every license gives power to the government at the expense of our freedom.
All regulations curtail freedom, but we can fix that. Find out how at lensofliberty.org.
Allergy sufferers? The name's Nigel. I'm a well-educated owl, therefore well-versed in the difference between what's wise and unwise. Talking like a pirate on a job interview. Unwise. Using new Zizol for 24-hour relief of your allergy symptoms? Quite wise. In a clinical study, 90% of allergy sufferers who use Zizol felt powerful 24-hour relief after just one day. So for continuous allergy relief, don't be unwise. Be wise all. Take new Zizol. Use as directed.
Good Day Health with a thought on something that may affect us here in America. Children in France are under the protection, quote-unquote, of the French government. French government is making more vaccines mandatory, 4 times as many shots required for children to get into school now in France because there's a measles outbreak there. And parents in Europe are dropping vaccinations. So now the government is trying to make them mandatory. Some of the same sorts of things that are happening here in our country, the uproar about what happens when there are too many vaccines. You can go to Facebook any day of the week and see story after story after story after story about what happens to children. Some of the conventional things, ADHD and stuff, and other nuances. And so the vaccine thing is becoming very controversial around the world. Vaccines for diphtheria, tetanus, polio, those make sense. And that's what they give in France. But now there are 8 more the state says need to be added to the list. Doctors on some side say yep, and then other doctors say no. So we'll have this debate here in this country. We're going to be discussing it. The new prime minister, France, said diseases that we believe to be eradicated are developing again. And that's true to a point. There are some of these bugs that are becoming immune or resistant to the vaccines, so they're coming back again. So one wonders, Italy has done this already. Children have to be vaccinated for 12 diseases before they can enroll in public school. France, it was 4. I think it's either 12 or 14 in our country. But it's a source of a lot of consternation for sure. And I don't think we're going to find an easy end to the discussion or easy fix to it early on Good Day Health. 45 after the hour now. Doug Steffen here with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. So this fellow Jack has sent along a question. You can send it to Doug at DougStefan.com or Twitter at DougStefan if you want. What are the options for tattoo removal? This person says he's read about laser therapy. Does it work? What's involved? What are the limitations, side effects, et cetera, et cetera? And is there another way you can go to a dermatologist to use, he's obviously done some research, laser technology. So basically, can you get a tattoo off once you get? You see these, there's a place in Framingham called Off Inc., O-F-F-I-N-C, which is a company that takes ink, I-N-K, off. So it's got to be painful, Ken. My God.
Oof. Correct. I mean, there are a number of ways. Before the laser, there were some chemical cryosurgery. Right now, the laser seems to be the most common removal. But key here is getting, I would recommend a plastic surgeon who has experience doing this. And some of them do have a specialty in trying to do this. And just find somebody who does this more than just occasionally.
All right, Kara Schilling is at the controls in our studio in Washington. She loves to Google things, and she's actually become an inspiration for me because I find myself, when we're having conversations, just Googling. So I just did this while you were having that conversation, and I found a new type of tattoo ink that was developed by a biochemist got tattoos that his parents disapproved of, and he tried to have it removed but wasn't happy with the results because there was scarring left. This fellow has the ink is said to wear off after you have it on your body for a year or so.
Oh, wow.
So you don't have any permanent regrets.
Wow.
I wonder how. 1 in 3 Americans, Ken, have at least one tattoo. Do you have a tattoo anywhere?
I do not.
I don't have one. Carrie, you got a tattoo anywhere?
Yeah, I have a small one.
Yeah.
right behind my ear.
I think I did see it. Yeah, when I saw you. But this is a huge, as you've suggested, Ken, a huge cosmetic business. People are anxious to remove their, the old boyfriend or girlfriend, that kind of stuff.
I have a plastic surgeon friend who tells me that he's done a survey and most tattoos come on when people are inebriated.
Really?
That's his theory.
They get drunk and they, and what are the, what's the, when he looks at it, what kind of... Could probably write a book about some of the messages.
More commonly, you see at the gym these days, just my own personal observation, I think tattooing is becoming more frequent. So there may be a lot of sober people more recently getting
it. I think there are. I think you're right. I think, yes, there are. As I said to you, we're talking off the air, my son has a lot of tattoos.
But it's just something that doesn't, I think it's in the eye of the beholder. It never was really appealing to me, and I never did it.
I came across something this week that I wanted you to comment on. The question was presented in an article about terminally ill patients and how they ought to be treated. I told you what happened to my former wife, how she, at the end, decided just to stop eating and drinking, and that was it. But there are a lot of doctors who are concerned about overprescribing narcotics because they say it would hasten death. But it gets, the suffering, needless suffering goes away that way. I guess we all think of the doses of morphine that are given to people, especially if you're on hospice. So what do you think about this concern?
Doug, the big buzzword these days is personalized medicine. And if there isn't a part of medicine that needs to be more personalized than end of life, I don't know what it is. This is an area that I work in a lot and help people in the last few weeks of life. And it's unbelievable how different people approach this. And you have to really zone in on your patient and know what they want. Most have their own ideas. Sometimes they want your opinion, but first you have to really get a good sense of how the patient wants to spend this time and then do your best to help them through.
You have a patient a day that dies, would you say?
Maybe not that much, but at least a week, one or two are dealing with this problem.
Pretty revealing. 10 before the hour, Good Day Health with Dr. Ken.
Are you one of the 15 million men in the U.S. who suffer from an enlarged prostate, also known as BPH? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times at night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-sitosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than saw palmetto. Its effect on BPH has been extensively studied. Find out more and get Prostate Miracle now. Go to ProstateMiracle.com or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Your motor is running. Pull off to the side of the road for a few moments because it's time for a visit from Dr. Ken Kronhaus, one of the medical experts with the DJV gang, to focus on some of the important medicine and news from the world of medicine. This week, I find this story to be, I think we've been up and down this hill and this road so many times, Ken, about whether coffee's good for you or it's not. The Jolt of Java. He's good for you. One more time to say, okay, yeah, we've heard this one before. But what's new about this study?
I think this may be an important breakthrough. This is two studies in the Annals of Internal Medicine, which these are pretty important medical journals, that have linked moderate coffee consumption, that's about 1 to 3 cups a day, to lower risks of various diseases, from heart disease and type 2 diabetes to liver cancer and to neurologic diseases like Parkinson's and multiple sclerosis. That's what we've known in the past. But the new studies published this week show that coffee may actually help you live a little longer. Daily coffee drinkers were up to 18% less likely to die over the next 10 to 16 years versus non-drinkers. But there is a downside. You know, you drink more than 400 milligrams of caffeine a day. That's about 4 to 5 cups of coffee. These can cause symptoms of dizziness, spikes in heart rates. And some people, such as pregnant women and teenagers, Doug, they need to have stricter caffeine limits. And you also want to avoid that cream and sugar that some load into the coffee.
All right. So there it is. Drink it black, apparently. That's
1 to 3 cups a day, and you're going to live longer.
Yeah. I want to do some super beats. We'll get to that in a moment. First, though, some other good news, good medical news. Those women who are breastfeeding are being recognized in a very important study this weekend.
Medical Journal Neurology this week, breastfeeding rates in the United States, they're on the rise, Doug. But the news is that breastfeeding for 15 months or longer may prevent mothers from developing multiple sclerosis at a later point. This is so important because it's so much more common in women.
Why would that be? What would happen during breastfeeding that would affect MS, do you think?
You can only speculate, but there are changes in hormones that occur throughout the body.
Ah, okay. That makes sense. All right, here's another
a bit of good news about... That's another reason to have a blood test every single year at least once, yes?
This is very exciting. This comes out of my old alma mater, the University of Pennsylvania. And this is published this week in Science Translational Medicine. It's the nation's number four cancer killer, pancreatic cancer. It often goes undiagnosed until it's too far along to remove. Those at higher risk for pancreatic cancer, those who need to be screened, listen to this list. It's parents, siblings, or children of people who have had pancreatic cancer, those with some gene mutations, and people over age 50, Doug, who suddenly developed diabetes. The news this week is that there's this new low-cost blood test that may be an effective way to detect pancreatic cancer early.
Well,
very exciting news.
Yeah.
It's called THBS2 and CA19-9. Not to get into the weeds too much, but those are the markers. It's 98% accurate.
So, are men more likely to get pancreatic cancer than women, or is it an equal opportunity offender?
It's an equal opportunity employer.
Mm. And what causes pancreatic cancer?
Oh, boy. We'd get the Nobel Prize if we knew that. You know, it's this combination of genes and environmental exposures, and that's an area of active research.
All right. The research has been done. The results are in. When it comes to getting a healthy blood flow, there's nothing better than the all-natural way through Superbeets. Ken always likes to explain a little bit, so I'm going to give him a little time here to tell you why this makes nothing but sense for you.
Based on Nobel Prize-winning research in 1988, nitric oxide, it's the third important gas of the body after oxygen and carbon dioxide. The red blood cells, you know, from high school biology, carry that oxygen from head to toe to give you the energy you need, let the body work properly. And what we know is this third gas, nitric oxide, it needs to be released first by the red blood cells, like a garage door opener, to get into the circulation. And if there's not enough nitric oxide, the red blood cells can't pass throughout the 60,000 miles of circulation throughout your body. And you have to continuously remake nitric oxide. You need the building blocks. And the two products, Superbeets, gives you a jolt of the building blocks to make nitric oxide. And Neo 40 keeps up the body level.
Better for you than coffee, that's for sure. Here's the deal. Get a bonus 30-day supply free with your first order. If you've never used it, go to 800-655-4183 to use Superbeets to get them. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Free shipping, 800-655-4183.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.